بسم الله بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وله. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Allah Ta'ala tells us, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يعلم الله الذين جاهدوا منكم ويعلم الصابرين. This ayah, which inshallah the Shaykh is just about to recite in the very next rak'ah, inshallah, translates to, or do you think that you will enter paradise while Allah has not yet made evident those of you who fight in His cause and made evident those who are steadfast? So before we get into the ayah, just an introductory comment. The Muslim is supposed to have many good qualities. Two extremely important qualities that every Muslim is supposed to have is literacy and courage. Literacy and courage. Literacy to know the path. Courage to walk the path. Alhamdulillah, this deen began with iqra, read. So we actually can become literate. And alhamdulillah, in this community, we find that education is very emphasized. And that's a very good thing, it's very important. However, unfortunately, it seems when it comes to courage, this is a quality that unfortunately gets neglected. There are two types of courage. Ash-shaja'a al-harbiyya and ash-shaja'a al-adabiyya. There is the type of bravery that you see on the battlefield, physical bravery in war. And then there's a type of courage of personality, bravery of your character, speaking up against injustice, promoting the truth, calling to Islam, being tough, being resilient, being independent. And unfortunately, I think that many of us, we can look to, in the upcoming months, soon there's going to be the Pride Month. They love to talk about what they think. We see on the news, we see people promoting the genocide. They're very proud to talk about what they believe and they can justify whatever they want. We see that there are people who have different faiths all around us and they go out and they preach their message. And subhanAllah, it doesn't matter how much munkar and batil and shirk, khurafat, it doesn't matter how much of this nonsense it is, it seems everybody's proud, so proud of what they're promoting. And subhanAllah, it seems that the Muslims are timid, scared, and always want to just hide and stay quiet. And you see it. You see it amongst the parents, the way they raise their kids, the helicopter parenting, being hyper afraid for their child. I'll give you a case study. Imagine your child comes to you and says, Mom, I want to go on a hiking trip with my friends. Many parents would say to themselves, what if he gets hurt? What if he gets sick? What if he gets lost? What if something bad happens to him? No, no, it's too dangerous. I don't want you to go. What the parent isn't thinking is the flip side. Think about the opposite. What if he stays home? What if he stays in the basement? What if he stays and hangs out in his house weekend after weekend after weekend and he never goes out? He never faces any challenges. The only thing he's facing is his own screen right in front of him. Do you ever realize that that could be just as dangerous, if not more dangerous? Do we consider the flip side of the equation? Unfortunately, many times we don't. There's a nice expression. It goes, overprotective parents raise the best liars. Overprotective parents raise the best liars. A'udhu billah. Why is that the case? Because when you are a panicky parent, what does that do? It teaches the kid that, look, mom and dad are going to freak out about every little thing, so just don't tell them the truth. And so we find that the overprotective parent, she gets very good at raising a child that just lies all the time. The summer is just around the corner. Let's make sure, alhamdulillah, with this new beautiful weather. I know Ramadan, we're fasting, okay. Take a pause, that's all right. But after Ramadan especially, we need to be engaging ourselves and challenging ourselves in a physical way to make sure that we are tough and that make sure that we are setting the example for our kids. Now back to the ayah. Allah Ta'ala begins with M. Or is it the case? When there's an either or, that means there is two options. What are the two options? Either you think you're going to enter paradise without any struggle and no patience, or you're going to enter paradise with struggle and with patience. Those are the only two options. There is no third. And so therefore we have to realize that, look, in order to get to that destination, you have to cross that path. Abu al-Atahiyya, he has a nice poem, little couplet, he says, تَرْجُ النَّجَاةَ وَلَمْ تَسْلَكْ مَسَاكِلَهَا إِنَّ السَّفِينَةَ لَا تَجْرِي عَلَى الْيَبَسِ. He says, you want success, but its path you won't travel. Boats don't sail on top of dry gravel. Let me say that again. You want success, but its path you won't travel. Boats don't sail on top of dry gravel. You have to realize, if you want to get to the successful destination, the boat's not going to go on dry gravel. There has to be a certain mentality that you have. I have to be tough. I have to go through the difficulty. Just the same way the boat doesn't travel on gravel, the same way believers don't enter paradise without any sort of hardship. But what's beautiful about this ayah is Allah Ta'ala is talking about the believers, and let's hope and let's pray that Allah Ta'ala is counting us amongst the believers. Allah Ta'ala says, "Lamma," not yet. They have not yet been tested. They have not yet proven themselves through jihad, fi sabilillah, through struggling and striving for Allah's sake. And they have not yet been patient. What does that imply? It means that soon enough, it is the case that we are going to have to stand up and fight for our deen. And Allah Ta'ala is saying that if you are a true believer, then that's going to come. That day is going to come where I'm going to put you to the test. And you're going to have to prove yourself. You're going to have to not only work, but you're going to have to outwork. As-sabirin implies what? That the opposition is pushing against you. But you're going to have to outwork them as well. We have to understand that these are two levels being described here. Level one is differentiating who will fight for what they believe in versus those who will not fight for what they believe in. They'll just sit back and do nothing. That's two groups. Then amongst those who will fight for what they believe in, there's two groups. Those who will fight and then quit versus those who will fight and overcome the opposition. Because the fact of the matter is you will be faced with resistance, but there will be two groups amongst you. Those who push through and beat the opposition versus those who don't. Right now, most of us are trying to build up the courage to simply have a conversation with a non-Muslim. In our community, this is the big challenge. Will you have the courage to start a conversation? And that's the max level that we're at. And that's okay. We can work with that. We can build from there. But inshallah ta'ala, we need to at least work ourselves up the courage to have a conversation with a person at work or your neighbor or so forth. Alhamdulillah, I've seen many of the Muslims here because of the losses, because of the pain, because of the suffering that we watch and are witnessing in Palestine, they have transformed themselves quite a bit. We've seen many Muslims become a lot stronger, a lot more resilient, a lot more serious about their deen. And they have a desire and a resolve to overcome these trying times. They became more patient. Other people, unfortunately, have not changed at all. You have to ask yourself, which group am I part of? To those who have not changed, I'd like to remind you that the heart has limited space. Think of it like a container that has limited space. The more you fill it with love of dunya, the less room there is for the love of the akhirah. And the more you fill it with the love of the akhirah, the less room there is for the love of dunya. So answer this question correctly. When Allah asks, do you think you're going to enter paradise, but you won't have to fight for what you believe in? And you won't have to fight to the point that you outpatient your enemy? I want you all to answer the question, no, of course, ya Allah, I know that that is the case. I know I'll be tested. I know I have to push myself. I know I'm going to have to fight for what I believe in, and I know I'm going to have to face the opposition and push through and show that I love you more than they love whatever their falsehood is. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those who are steadfast. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.